Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'd like to start where it says, I would wait for an act of yours as a little pain of yours, even just one I love you of yours. So Jesus is asking us to begin to give our acts and our rounds of the divine will. And when we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word I did, should be an I love you to God. He says, I wait this for of you to give you the occasion to speak to you. So when we say I love you to God, he wants to speak to us. Just think of that. Every heartbeat, I love you. Throughout the day, every breath that you take throughout the day, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, he says, will give me an occasion to speak to you. I wanted your own in order to give you of my own. So this, he breathes into us his I love you. We breathe back to him his I love you. To be able to give you the gift of my divine will. And then all of our external works are then a transmission of divine life in human. So Jesus, the pure human, Jesus, God, man, image and likeness, body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, God, man, is now given to us, human and divine and human. This transmission, he's restoring us to what Adam had before the fall. In the very creation, there is a continuous transmission. Our fiat created the heavens. Our fiat studied them with stars. But it called to life matter in order to do it. It created the sun, but called to life the light and the heat as the material in which to form the sun. It created Adam. I first formed his statue made of earth, and then I, God, infused the human soul in him. And then I created the life of my divine love over this soul. This is what we're asking of God, to again begin to breathe into us what was breathed into Adam, that Ruah of God, that breath of God. And then my divine will transmitted itself with his in order to form its kingdom in the creature, in Adam. There is not one thing that comes out of us triune God, created by us triune God, which there isn't this transmission of human and divine. God, man, human and divine now. He has redeemed us. Now he wants to sanctify us. And in our beautiful works, the creation, Mary, the Immaculate Queen, the Word, humanity, the Jesus Christ, the human and the divine are so bound together as to be inseparable. So the heavens are brim full of God. Everything that's around us is of God, narrating the glory, my divine glory and our divine power, our divine wisdom, and the Immaculate Queen, the bearer of God, Theotokos, Mother of God, my holy humanity, the incarnate Word, Jesus Christ, now wanting to make my divine will known after the first transmission I made in the Garden of Eden that was rejected from me by Adam, in order to be able to put the kingdom of my divine fiat out into the field again. It was necessary for me to form the second transmission. Okay. The first was God made man of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She, her fiat mihi. Now the second transmission. The fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. How could I do it if I did not intertwine another creature, you, Luisa Picaretta, with the bonds almost inseparable in the analogies, in the light, in the very life of my eternal will? He says, I had to do this with another creature. Our Lady brought the incarnation. Now a human born of original sin has now been given this gift that Adam, creating the original sin, a human created. So Jesus says, now that you're redeemed, now because of the Theotokos, the mother of God, the son of God, now you are redeemed. Now I have finally found a soul that I can give the Thea Voluntas to. He says very, very clearly. He says it very, very clearly. He says, and how could I do it if I did not intertwine another creature with the bonds of almost inseparability from God? In the knowledges, the truths, the manifestations, the promises, in the light, in that very life of my eternal will. And if I did not intertwine you, Louisa, in this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, intermitting you, Louisa, into it, and it into you, you would not have felt within you either its life or its permanent divine light, the sun that Adam lost, nor would you have felt within you the necessity to love it and the yearning to know it more. And that's where we are. We're yearning to learn this. We're desiring to learn this. That's why we read every day. And that's why the calendar, I feel the calendar is so important for us. Every single day, Jesus is teaching us. And so this is why I, God, put you, Louisa, and me in the condition of you giving to me and of I, God, giving to you. It's breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathe. It's when God, the rule of God, breathed into Adam. He breathed back to God, and I love you. I love you, my Father, my God, my Maker, my Creator. That's what Louisa has done. He's breathed into this human. Not the mother. The mother of God possessed it. The Son of God possessed it. A human born of original sin now has this life of true life of Jesus and Mary. Read. Read what Jesus teaches you. You're going to be astonished. Use the whole year. Promise Jesus that you will read this every day so he can teach you. Every I love you, he says, I want to give you more. I want to teach you more. Your heartbeat should say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Your breathing should say to Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Every step, every thought, every word, every deed. And so this is why I, God, put you and me in the condition of you giving to me and of I giving to you. What God has done to Louisa, he now is asking us, would you be willing to enter into this life? He's not going to force us. He can't force us. He's given us a free will. Either we desire it or we don't desire it. Either we want it or we don't want it. Volume 27, 10, 15, 19, 29. Everything that was done in creation is not completely known by creatures. The love we, Triune God, had in creating creation, we don't understand yet. How each created thing carries a note of divine love, one distinct from the other, enclosing a special good for all of mankind. So much so that their lives are bound to the creation with an indissoluble bond. And if the creature wanted to withdraw from the goods of creation, the soul could not live. The soul would be, you would be dead. Who would give her the air in order for the soul to breathe? Who could give the light in order to see, the water to drink, the food to nourish herself, the solid earth to let her walk on, if we didn't have creation? Volume 24, 10, 30, 19, 29. My daughter, the one who lives in my divine will and forms her acts in the divine will, these acts remain as the work of a creature, binding God to give her the rights of a kingdom so holy, and therefore the rights to make it known and to make it reign upon earth. This is what God gave to Louisa. In fact, the soul who lives in my fiat requires all the acts done for love of souls, love of mankind. God renders her the conqueror, not only of his will, but of all creation. And there is not one act of it in which the creature does not place her act Be it even one, I love you, one, I adore you, one, I praise you, one, I thank you, one, I bless you, one, I worship you. So having placed something of her own, everything remains bound, and my fiat feels happy because finally, it has found the fortunate creature. That's Louisa and us linked to Louisa, who to whom it can give what it wanted to give with so much love from the very beginning of the creation of all the universe. This is why the universe is here for us, for mankind. 9:27, 11:26, 19:29. Therefore, my daughter, everything is ours. Everything is ours. And if you do not consider what is mine as fully your own, you have placed yourself at due distance. You show that you are not one from the celestial family, that you do not live in the house of your divine father, that you would break the familiar bonds with your Jesus. Everything is ours. Everything is God's. And we are the children of God, and we have to enter into this. You look at the stars, they belong to you. You look at the moon, it belongs to you. You look at the sun, the waves, the trees, it belongs to you. And everything there is an I love you. And Jesus says he's waiting for us to return that I love you. Jesus speaking in us, Mary speaking in us. I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you. We begin to understand why the rounds are the way that Jesus prayed. The rounds are the way Mary prayed. The rounds are what Adam did before the fall. And now Jesus says, get ready to pray this way. Learn how to pray this way. 5:27, 12:24, 19:29. This is the run the little daughter of our divine will did in our sea. She forms the furrow of sanctity. As you make this way through the sea, this furrow, this water behind you of divine sanctity, and we satisfy her, and she remained holy. This is the other run plunged into the sea of our beauty and formed her furrow. And we embellish her, and we remain embellished. This is the other run she formed in the furrow of our knowledges. She knew us and we spoke to her and made ourselves known. See, everything that you're doing is sailing in this infinite ocean with sanctity, with a beauty, with knowledge, with God's divine being. Everything God is transforming us, transmuting us, as he said. Made ourselves known and spoke to her at length of our divine beauty. Our word bound her. We're bound to God. We belong to God, not to ourselves anymore. Identified her with us. We are one with God. And we feel an irresistible need to make ourselves known more and more, to give to Louisa and to the souls linked to Louisa the greatest gift. What is the greatest gift? Of manifesting to her our divine truths, our divine promises. This is what God has planned for us. This is a glorious time to be alive. 5:27, 1:2, 19:30. My abandon in the fiat continues. And that's what we want. We want to be abandoned in the fiat. And carrying my round in its work, praying our rounds in all that God is doing, I was feeling all surrounded by them, and each of them was waiting for me to recognize them as works of my God, my creator, so as to bind ourselves together with an inseparable bond, image and likeness. That means to do what God does. It seemed to me that the divine will with its light flowed in all of creation as our blood flows in the body. And so it also flowed in all the acts, words, steps, pains, tears of Jesus. And I went in search of everything as my own things. All of creation, all of redemption. To love them and to recognize them as things that belong to me. You see, everything is yours. Everything is mine. That's why God created the universe. But while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, one who lives in my divine will is in communication with all things created by us, triune God. Because my divine will is of all and belongs to everyone. Since one is the will that dominates and operates, all things are to it like members to the body, whose head is God, who has such bond with all things, because our divine will flows as prime act of life. So that's what we want. We want to enter into the prime act of God, the fiat of God, the fiat of Mihi, of Mary, the fiat voluntas tua that was given to Luisa. We're all to enter into this prime act of God, that they are inseparable from God. Only the human will, if it wants to operate on its own without the union of God, can break this beautiful union, this bond of inseparability among God, created things and creatures. Therefore, my divine will is the bearer to the creatures of all of God's divine acts, done in creation, done in redemption. It is a revealer of our divine secrets. And since our divine will is one with the soul, Luisa, who lives in it, how can it hide? That's why Jesus says, when we see Luisa, the world will begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. Wait for that great day. It's soon. It's close. It's very, very close. And God is asking us to live this so that when it comes, we can embrace it. Wait till you see what God's got planned. Volume 27, 7, 1, 7, 1930. My daughter, every time you would like to give me the gift of your human will, I accept it as a new gift. So every morning when you do your prevening act, you say, I surrender my human will to you, Lord. I give it to you as a gift. God goes, I accept it as a brand new gift, as if you've never done it before. Why? There's something more that you're adding to it. There's something more that you're getting rid of. The misery, the worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin, the doubts are all disappearing. You're trusting in God to such an extent that he says, I accept it as a new gift because I leave the human will with its free will. You choose. If you're choosing it, okay, then you have to live in misery. If you're using your free will to say, I want the divine will, I don't want my human will anymore, I want the divine will, God says, then I will do that for you as well. What do we want? We want what God wants. He says, in such a way that the creature can be in the act of giving your human will to me always. And Jesus says, I will always accept it. Just as she gives me the continuous gift of hers, I give her the continuous gift of my divine will. It's every day. You don't just do this once. Somebody said that once. Oh, I've given my human will to God. Do it every minute. your human will is very, very strong, very, very stubborn, very, very selfish. And a lot of people say, well, I've done it. No. That's why every day I do the six steps that Our Lady taught Luisa at communion time. I say to Jesus, I don't want my human will anymore. I want to live in your holy divine will. And God goes, good. Prove it. So that's why we got to pray it every day. It's from the morning, noon, evening, at night. So in exchange, we make you of your human will and I of my most holy divine will double gifts, and it remains bound so many times for as many times as we make the exchange of it. As many times as you do this, do it often, Jesus says. It's not just once and it's done. It's continuous. Every heartbeat, every thought, every word, every breath. Volume 27, 110, 1930. Indeed, everyone belongs to me by bonds of creation. But there is a great difference from one who belongs to me, not only by bonds of creation, but with a bond of fusion of will. So here Jesus gives us another hint, another secret. We want to be have a bond with Jesus through the fusion of wills. I don't want my human will. I want your divine will. That is mine. Mine is hers. Soul and only will. God says, I'll do this. I don't want you to live in your human will. The human will was made for God. The universe was made for man. And he says, if you're in my divine will, you possess the universe. What does Jesus say? He says to Luisa that the the gift that he's given to the little children, holy divine will, is bilocation. It's not the bilocation of the saints. It's Jesus taking us where he wants to take us, not where we want to go. It's Jesus, as he did with Louisa, touring the universe. This is coming. It's very close. I can say that these bonds to me with bonds of true family of ours, because the will is the most intimate thing that can exist both in God and in the soul. It is the essential part of life, the will. It is the director, the human, the will is the director. We don't want the human will directing us anymore. It directs us to go to confession. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. Jesus says, good. Surrender your human will and let the divine will reign. He says, it is the dominator that has the virtue of binding with an inseparable bonds God and the creature. From this inseparability, it can recognize, it be recognized that the soul belongs to our divine family. That's what we want. To belong to the divine family of God. No longer this human misery. No longer worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Oh, I'm missing page 25. Oh, no. You have to read 22, 23, 24, 26. All right, 25. Where are we? Let me see. This next one is right there. Okay, I'll have to read this. Such is the creation, since it has become out of our womb of my divine will, all my works form one family and are so bound among themselves that it seems that one cannot live without the other. This is our God. We can't live without God any longer. My divine will keeps them so united as to render them inseparable because they feel that the one is the will that dominates them. See this, we want this with God. We feel that God is the will that we want. God is the will that wants, that we want to dominate us, not our misery any longer. 528, 520, 1930. Now, just as the creation, so the creature, a member of God, and as long as she remains united with God, she participates in all the divine qualities of God. See, that's the sixth step that we pray every day at Mass, the six steps, to receive the divine qualities of God, all that a human can possibly possess. That's what God's offering to us, to go back to where Adam was before the fall, to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's what our God is asking. He's saying, do you want to participate in all the divine qualities of God? Like a member attached to the body participates in the circulation of the blood, in the warmth and the motion of the same body. But who maintains this union as steady? And this member, the creature attached to his creator as permanent, let me see, and full vigor. Okay, who does this? Louisa. She's the only one that does this so far. The second one, Jesus shows us through her three appeals. The first one who will possess the fullness of this life will be the Holy Father. We pray it's this Holy Father. I was always praying it was John Paul II. I was praying it was Pope Benedict. We pray it's Pope Francis, whatever God has planned. But it might be the next Pope. This is something that we have to remember. It has to be the one with the keys to the kingdom. Jesus says to her, Louisa, you must be the key that the Pope must use. You must be the one who possesses this to give to the Holy Father. That's what's coming. Why? You had Adam and Eve for creation, Jesus and Mary for redemption, Louisa and who? I remember one person, it was when I was in California, I said, oh, it's going to be great when the Pope gets this gift. He goes, well, what about me? And I went, who are you? who are you? What about me? It's not about you. It's about what God has planned. Wait, that's why there's going to be one church, one flock, one shepherd. He opens the door of the kingdom. He has the keys to the kingdom. Get that through your pea brain. It's God has this planned. This is why there'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. It's all planned by God. What a great time to be alive, to watch this happen. As the church is being attacked inside and out, watch what's happening. This is so great what God is doing. And my divine will is the bond of union and communication of the warmth of the motion in such a way as to make her feel, this is Louisa and us, at each moment, each motion, the life of her creator. We begin to feel the life of God within us. It places more than blood, the divine sanctity, the divine strength, the divine love, the divine goodness in some, all the divine qualities of God, of her creator, in circulation with this member and the souls linked to her. This is what's coming. We're going to go back to where we were before the fall. What a glorious time. Okay. Volume 28:8-19:30. Only those who draw near me to Jesus, near me to listen to me with faith in their hearts, with humility, with the will, the desire to know the truths that I manifested to them through Louisa, in order to put them into practice and to comprehend me. By doing this, they tore the veil that hid my truths. This is where we are today. As when Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn in two. What happened? At that point, the church says the Old Testament closed and the New Testament opened. Jesus is saying now, the veil has been torn again. Why? So that the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world. What Jesus says in Matthew 24, verse 14, until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world. The veil is torn by the truths that Jesus has given to Louisa. Those souls that are reading them, studying them, putting them into practice, have now entered the new era. Why do you think the masses were stopped worldwide? Worldwide, the public masses. Why do you think the sacraments weren't given worldwide? Why do you think people were dying without extreme unction, the anointed of the sick? Worldwide, the veil has been torn. Jesus says it right here. A new era has begun. Why are you reading the book of heaven? Why are you reading the gospel of the kingdom? Worldwide. It's because the kingdom is coming. The fulfillment of the Our Father is close at hand. It's here because of Louisa. By doing this, they tore the veil that hid my truths and found the good that was in the book of heaven. Through faith and through humility, by wanting to know my truths, it was a work that they were doing. And with this work, they would tear the veil and find my truths as they are in themselves. And therefore, they remain bound to me and to the good that my truths contain. Everything's happening now. This is a time of rejoicing. This is a time of rejoicing. Now, here is the difference of one who operates in the divine will as his origin and end, in which all of his acts are bound to the origin of the light where his life was formed and had its first act of life. So again, we're going back to where Adam was before the fall. The light keeps this light in custody. The light defends it. The light lets nothing extraneous enter into its light, and so as to form one of the portents that only the light knows how to form. On the other hand, one who goes down from this divine light and enters into the dark prison of his human will, and in doing his act, he draws darkness, and he draws as much darkness as to form, acts that he forms, to form for himself a property of darkness all his own. Darkness does not know how to keep or defend the soul who lives in darkness. And if one does not do any good act in this, it is always Trinibus, because they are bound by darkness. And since darkness does not have the virtue of being able to defend, things enter and are extraneous to darkness itself. The bothers of weakness enters in. The enemies of passion enters in. The fierce thieves that hurl the creature into sin enter in and reach the point of hurling the soul into eternal darkness, where there is no hope of light. What a difference between the one who lives in the light of the divine will and one who lives as though imprisoned in his human will. So Jesus is saying there's a difference. There's a great difference that's coming, a new beginning that's coming. We're exiting darkness of the passions, of sin, of misery. We're entering into the light of God. But if we continue to do our human will, we will always be going to a confession. Do you see what's at hand? The kingdom is coming. We have to get ready for the kingdom. So Jesus is teaching us, long for it, read, study, enter into this gift, get ready for what's coming. That's why Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of the evil one. We're going to enter into a new beginning. Really, it's the oldest thing. It's Eden. Our Lady says, my children are going to enter into the beatific vision, where the children of the evil one will always be trapped in time and space and never enter into the beatific vision. We are going with God. Get ready. 5:28, 10:7, 1930. My daughter, redemption is owned to the faithfulness of the Virgin Queen. So here, because of Our Lady, we have redemption. She formed such bonds between heaven and earth. She acquired such ascendancy, such dominion before her Creator, as to render herself worthy of making the divine word, Jesus Christ, descend upon earth in the face of a faithfulness never interrupted of our very divine will that held its kingdom in Our Lady's virginal heart. Our strength was not enough for us to refuse. They couldn't say no to get to Our Lady. Her faithfulness was the sweet chains that bound me and captured me from heaven to earth. Firmness, faithfulness, unshakability in good, and in asking for the good known can be called divine virtues, not human. And therefore, it would be like denying ourselves what Our Lady asked from us. Now the same, see, now Jesus is showing us this, the same in the kingdom of my divine will. If we want to find a faithful soul in whom we can operate, who would bind us everywhere and in every part of our divine being with the sweet chains of her faithfulness in such a way that we may find no reason not to give her what she asks from us. So what we're seeing is these prayers that we if you have the Echo Book is all the prayers that Luisa said in the Book of Heaven. He says, we can find no reason not to give Luisa and us who are praying with Luisa what she, Luisa, is asking for, what we are asking for. This is basically the command prayer. It's what Peter said when he was in the boat. If you are the Messiah, there's Jesus walking on the way. If you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. Jesus says, come. Peter gets out of the boat, walks on the water, and the waves are turning. The waves, I mean, it's a violent storm. And he starts to sink, and he cries out to Jesus. He says, Jesus, save me. And Jesus reaches down in the water, pulls him up. I have a great picture of that on my pulpit over there. I love that picture. Pulls him up. And he didn't go, great job, you walked 20 feet and then you sank. He goes, why did you fail? Why did you falter? Where is your faith? This is the same thing with the divine will. Why are you faltering? Why are you failing? Where is your faith? Can you not see what God is doing? Can you not believe what God is doing? It's really a new beginning for everyone and for everything. Our God has got, he's planned this. He has planned, he's predestined us to live at this time. He's not hoping. He has confidence that we will say yes to him. Why? He chose for us to be alive at this time. Your family doesn't want this gift. Your neighbors don't want this gift. Your coworkers don't want this gift. The parishioners don't want this gift. He's given it to have those who have the book of heaven. And he's saying to those who have the book of heaven, I've got plans for you. You're with me 100%. I'm with you 100%. Watch what I'm going to do. So our trust is in him. Our confidence is in him. Our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. 2:17-19:31. A suffering that is forced or out of necessary is nothing great before God. What enamors, what enraptures, what reaches the point of binding God himself is the voluntary suffering. What does that mean? Let it be done as you say. Total surrender, total docility, total submission. Let it be done as you say. That's voluntary suffering of Our Lady. When Simeon said, a sword of sorrow is going to pierce your heart, she knew this is what God had planned for her, and she says, yes. Voluntary suffering. It's the same thing with us. We're all suffering physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. We're here just for a short time. Physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, we're suffering. How are we going to enter into this abundant life? Jesus says this, what enamors God, what enraptures God, reaches the point of binding God himself is your fiat. Let it be done as you say. We say that when we kneel in front of the Blessed Sacrament. You are my Lord, you're my Savior, you're my Master, you're my King, you're my God, you're my all. Let it be done as you wish. I surrender completely to you. Fiat mihi, let it be done as you wish. Not my will, but your will be done. Luisa, fia voluntas tua, let this earth, let this dust, may your kingdom reign in this earth as it does in heaven. That's what God is looking for. Can we say yes to God? Can we say fiat to God as the three, Jesus, Mary, and Luisa, have said fiat to God? Can we do this? We do it with the grace of God. We say, Lord, let it be done as you wish, as you want. He says this very clearly. If you knew how my heart, my sacred heart, was wounded when you would put yourself in my hands like a little lamb so that I may bind you and do whatever I, God, wanted. That's the life of Jesus. He put himself in the hands of the wicked. We put ourselves in the hands of God. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be worried about. There's nothing to be anxious about. There's nothing to be tormented about. It's fiat. Fiat. Jesus put himself in the hands of those who were wicked, who killed him. Jesus isn't like the wicked. We put ourselves in the hands of God and he takes care of us. Do we trust him? Jesus, I trust in you. How many times have you said that? Do you trust him? You have to give your fiat to God. Nothing less than that. Nothing less than fiat. Let it be done to me as you say. I want your will to be done in me, not mine any longer. Do we trust in him? Do we believe in him? Do we have confidence in him? Or are we worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative? I mean, you can have a heart attack if you wish. You can have a stroke if you wish. You can have an ulcer if you wish. Or you can say fiat. Whatever God wants, fiat. You're in charge, Lord. I don't understand this, maybe. but I trust you. I don't agree with it, but I trust you. It's very, very important that we learn to live the life that God gave to Louisa. That's why I mentioned the Echo book. It's all the prayers that Louisa has said in the 36 volumes. When you begin to read these, when you begin to study these, your prayer life changes. It's not about please, 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 please. It's not about begging God. It's about living one with God, fused with God in his holy divine will. Volume 29. Oh, let me see if that finishes. Okay. Volume 29, 416, 1931. By operating in the divine will, the soul acquires as many pledges of infinite value. See, this is not human value. It's not saintly value. It's not good value. Infinite divine value for as many acts as she does in our fiat. So again, Jesus is teaching us to do our acts and our rounds in the divine will. He's asking us to do this. And these pledges remain in God himself because the creature does not have the capacity or the place in which to keep them. So great is the value, the infinite value that they contain. Again, this isn't saintly. It's not good. It's not holy. It's sharing in divinity. You see what God is calling us to? When you read the epistle of St. Peter, he says, we are called to be divinized, not to become God, but to share in his divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass by putting the drop of water, which symbolizes us, into the chalice filled with wine. The wine is fused, and that drop of water fuses and diffuses, and that drop of water becomes wine. It's not oil and water. It's never separated. That's what God is asking of us. And can you ever think that while we have these pledges of infinite value of the creature, we, triune God, would permit that the soul to whom these pledges so precious belong be lost? No, never lost. We become one with God, fused with God. Therefore, do not fear. Do not worry. Do not be anxious. Do not continue to complain. Stop being negative. The acts done in our divine will are eternal bonds, chains not subject to breaking. This is what God has planned for us. And it begins now for anybody who wants it. It's free for anybody who wants it. Why is everything falling apart in the world? The kingdom is coming. God is closing one door. He's going to open the other. There will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. This is a promise. This is a prayer of Jesus. This is what's coming. And God is asking us to begin to live this abundant life. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that all the little children, the holy divine will, become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and have a great Lent. It's going to be good.